Blog Talk Radio.
February 3rd, 2011.
Some guy named One Angry Jew, spamming my chat room over here. One Angry Jew. Didn't you email me, One Angry Jew, and saying that you were pissed off because, you know, you were waiting in, like, queue here in Quee, waiting to be, like, you know, on the air to get your question or whatever, and you got pissed off, so you emailed me at ghostpolitics@yahoo.com. And you were like, you bastard, you let me sit there and wait for 30, 40 minutes. I'm One Angry Jew. I don't do that sort of thing. You're not supposed to do that to me. You're not supposed to do that to me. Well, you know what? I mean, why don't you shove it up your ass, One Angry Jew, all right? Why don't you shove it up your ass before I use your damn yarmulke as a coffee filter, all right, you piece of garbage? Yeah, well, you know what? Call me then, you piece of garbage. Anyway. No, it's not that I don't like Jews. Are you kidding me? I mean, you know, some of the best business people are Jews. I just don't like that Jew. I don't like One Angry Jew. I think he's probably one of the, you know, the Jews that just didn't get the connection there, you know? He didn't have a family member that owned anything, so now he's, you know, sitting over here, you know, on the internet, you know, finger-banging around here like we all give two rat's asses. All right? You know what I'm talking about? I'm not against Jews. On the contrary, man, I do a lot of business with Jewish people. As a matter of fact, Jewish people are very compassionate people. You know? They're all about business. I mean, are you kidding me? I mean, I love the Jewish people. I just don't like that asshole. All right? I mean, as a matter of fact, since we're here now, let me go ahead and make a prayer here. Let me go ahead and pray. God, please, if you're listening in, please, if you can go and, you know, have something happen to One Angry Jew, because he's getting on my nerves, and obviously he's trying to, you know, agitate me, that sort of thing. So please, if you could, inject him with cancer of the prick, and I don't want him to die. You know, I just want him to, you know, go out like Willy Lump Lump. so he can have no more sexual gratification for the rest of his pathetically anal life. Thank you, God. Amen. By the way, God, before the amen's gone, let me go ahead and add one more thing. I also want the circumcision to be, the foreskin to be restored on his circumcision. That's what I want. I want the foreskin restoration. All right, while one angry Jew sleeps, I want foreskin restoration on one angry Jew, okay? And then send me a bagel, if you can. Cream cheese. Amen. I'm sorry, amen. Oh, wait a minute. Wait, what do we have here? Is this one angry Jew? Are you there?
You are one sanctimonious prick bastard, you are. And
I'm a
if
prick
you're going
bastard.
To listen, hold on, Ghost. And if you're going
I'm
to
the
spread,
prick bastard.
If you're going to spread bagel and cream cheese, you better not forget the lox and capers. And just to show how smart you are.
I don't like lox.
I don't give a
damn. I
can't
stand
You're serving me. I'm not serving you. And just to show how smart you are, tell me where capers come from. Real quick now.
I don't really care. How about that? How about I don't care where lox comes from and capers and all that. I don't care. All right? I don't care. All right? You know what I care about? I care about that, you know, I'm going to the best restaurants and having some badass, you know, chef that's been around the world, you know, making my food for me. Do you think I give a crap about where lox and capers come from? I mean, what are you trying to do? What is this, like, you know, Jewish 20 questions? What's going on, one angry Jew?
Capers are not Jewish. They're Italian. That was a hint. Where do they?
Well, first of all, I don't care. I don't like WAPs either. What do you like? How do you like that?
You eat WAP food, though.
Well, so what? I eat American WAP food. I think the Olive Garden has the best spaghetti and meatballs in American history.
Oh, you weren't sitting in Little Italy the other night?
Ah, shut up, you Little Italy the other night. Are you kidding me? Get out of here. Anyway, you got anything else to say there, one angry Jew?
I got something to say. What'd you eat in Italy? What'd you go looking for the one lone Chinese restaurant that wasn't even manned by Chinese? What'd you eat there?
I ate Italian food. I ate pizza. You know, I ate, you know, spaghetti and meatballs, and they put all kinds of tuna fish and, you know, made some sick-ass pork sausage in there. Have you eaten, you know, a pork sausage from Italy? I mean, Italian pork sausage? I mean, I literally chunked up the pizza that I had that I was trying to, you know, keep down in my stomach once I, you know, bit into a goddamn Italian sausage. I mean, are people eating this?
I know, dear. All right, take it easy now. Listen, my Uncle Giuseppe Jew, he makes Italian pork sausage. He's
yeah, well, you know, you tell him to shove it up his clogged up colon pipe because it sucks, all right? It sucks. Italian sausage sucks.
It's time for Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vincent the Bay.
Vincent the Bay.
Vincent the Bay.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
in the bag.
Bitch in the bag.
Hey everybody, it's Vince in the Bay. Welcome to Dumbfounded America, Girl from Detroit, Iconoclast TX, Ken Moore, One Angrier Jew, and Chike. And let's bring Ken Moore on here. Ken Moore, what it do, bro?
Not much. I've just learned that nothing is sacred anymore.
Okay. Do I want to pry for details or not?
Well, I think it's because you come off your wallet and paid for a subscription.
All right, I don't know what that means. I'll have to decode that later. Meanwhile, I'm going to bring up my good friend, VMAC. What it do, VMAC?
The say is go Spurs.
What?
Go Spurs.
Spurs?
Uh-huh. Just saw that,
Spurs
just saw that win?
No, I missed it. There's a game. What's up? Who's playing? I'm watching people throwing rocks in Egypt right now, dude. Is there a game on? Am I missing a game?
They throwing rocks.
Yeah, it's just people throwing rocks back and forth. I'd much rather watch some basketball.
Oh my God! Why are they throwing rocks back and forth, Major?
You know what? They should be passing the rock. They should be throwing the rock around. You know what? Giving up the rock.
Or they could be smoking it.
I don't know, man. Let's bring on the Jew. Hey, Jew, what'd it do?
$29 or $39?
$79.
$29.
How'd you wrangle that?
I did it before January 10th.
I see. Alrighty. thought I ran that ghost around a little bit. He didn't know where Caper came from, that idiot.
Hey, I have an announcement to make, Vince. Me and Jew doing the show. It's going to be called One Angry Jew and Foul Mannered Black Man.
And what, Black Man?
It's One Angry Jew and Mild-Mannered Black Man. Let's get a taste of it right now, shall we? Hang on, let me get the background music for that. Here we go. This is the background music. This is the One Angry Jew and the Mild-Mannered Black Man right here. A little sneak peek, a little preview right here on Blog Talk Radio. Check it out.
All right. Well, what we got going on today in the news today, Jew?
What the hell happened today with Ghost? Because I missed his show. And by the way, did you hear that guy? Who is he really?
And why I don't know.
Why was Vince in Debbie Daly's chat room all night long?
Debbie Daly
telling everybody what a wonderful radio host she was. Vince, how did these headphones work? These headphones work. How do you put them on? You know what? I can't imagine. Hold on a second. I can't imagine what anybody could do to a pair of headphones that would make them unrecognizable to anybody. And yet she's standing there calling out to Vic. How do these things work? Well, you put them on your ears, you dumb cunt.
Hey, I bet you know how a cock works.
Say something nice.
I love her.
You love Debbie Daly? Debbie Daly?
Barrel roll! Anyway, why don't you shove it up your ass before I use your damn yarmulke as a coffee filter? All right, you piece of garbage?
And what was that stuff, praying to the Lord Jesus for cancer? I did that 20 years ago.
Hey, did you wake up and have foreskin?
No.
These people are idiots.
No, but if I don't get to use it soon, I'm not going to be able to find it anyway. I might need it.
Why don't you shove it up your ass before I use your damn yarmulke as a coffee filter? All right, you piece of garbage?
Hey, you know what movie's on right now? The Miracle Mile.
And who's in that?
I'm watching Booty Talk 94.
Yeah, okay. You know what?
Booty Talk 94, what channel is that on?
It's not. I went through 97 and
98. Oh, you have a link for me? Where do I go for that? I'm just trying to find a basketball game, man. What's going on,
man?
Spurs and the Lakers? The Spurs beat the Lakers? Sweet. Good. That's good. That's not...
I want to know is...
keeping track of the NBA. I usually don't start paying attention to the NBA until right after March Madness. I don't pay attention to basketball until March Madness, and then I get fired up for college, and then I feel bad because I didn't pay attention during the year. And then I start getting into pro basketball and rooting for the playoffs and all that bullshit. But you know how it goes.
Vince, you stupid San Francisco 1978 Abercrombie Fitch loving piece of nipple clamp loving butt plug up the ass looking hot dog licking your ass having dog humping squirrel fisting bastard.
All right.
Yeah.
It is what it is, and that's real talk.
That is real talk. He nailed me to the cross on that one. Man, you should have heard it, man. That was just part of the ass-whooping I got today by the ghost. You heard the Jew get it yesterday. Well, this is what happened today to me.
You there, Vince?
Yeah, it's me, Ghost. What's going on, man?
Nothing much. I'm kicking back here drinking a Negra.
Nice. I'm here in the Bay. You caught me. I'm on the corner smoking a Bleazy. Just got my government cheese and, taking your advice here, trying to stack my chips. And I noticed that Merck and Microsoft were down a couple of points today. I wonder if those might be potential buy-in opportunities, or do you see those two stocks falling further?
Well, you know, that's a good question. As a matter of fact, Merck is down because of some, you know, bad news that they had on certain drugs that they were anticipating revenue in. And that's basically what, you know, caused them to kind of scoot back in their price, stock price. But I would eyeball that one. I wouldn't necessarily make a move on it just yet, but I would make a move on it before next quarter's earnings. Because, I mean, you know, it's a pharmaceutical company. Everybody's getting sick. Everybody's a damn psychosomatic bastard. Everybody's like, oh, man, my neck, my back, lick my beep. Anyway, but as far as the other one that you said, what was the other one that you said there?
Microsoft.
Oh, yeah, Microsoft. I'm a no-go on Microsoft, man. I mean, you know, Steve Ballmer ruined that company. I think that if they should do anything, if you're going to buy anything, I think that it would be optional if they decide to branch off into separate entities. For instance, there's been talk. I don't want to give any kind of speculation, or I don't want to say that I know anything. But there's been talk that they've been going to dismantle Microsoft from the internal workings. You know, this is not something antitrust or government or anything. They're going to branch it off because Xbox division is really what's keeping Microsoft afloat. And the price of the stock doesn't show in what they're producing in profits for Xbox. And that's because all the other products that they've invested and all the R&D that they invested is dragging them down. It's deficits that are dragging them down. A lot of bad investment in technologies that came and went. You know, there was a lot of investment in, you know, the whole social networking, the whole .NET concept. I mean, there was just a lot of bad investment. And unless Microsoft breaks up and the rumor is correct and they, make an Xbox division and maybe a computer division and, what other products they specialize in, then I would go buy on some of those initial public offerings. But I wouldn't go Microsoft. Wow. Man. Unless they fire Steve Ballmer. I think I'm short on Microsoft that they fire Steve Ballmer.
Yeah, overall, I'm not a big guy on Microsoft. I don't really like them as a play whatsoever. But I do see them dipping down a little bit more.
I'm a player.
Just as far as like a day to day thing, because I do day trade from time to time, and I see this as a potential play. But I think I should have short sold them a couple of weeks ago. But whatever, it is what it is. I want to appreciate you sticking up for the retarded people. Their ghost. I, being part retarded, really appreciate you doing that.
Now, shut up. You're not part retarded. You're just collecting a damn check, you stupid San Francisco bastard. But anyway, for your point or for your question, no on Microsoft whatsoever, all right? And look, I really feel that way about retarded people, okay? I mean, I wish there was more retarded people, you know? I mean, they're just so happy, man. Like I said, I employ a retarded person. And he cleans the shit bowls. You know, he cleans the crap off the floor. He that's what he does, and he loves it.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vince at the Bay.
Vince in 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 the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one-y. Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
day or what?
Idiots, and I love them just like I love these people out on the streets of Cairo who are showing their true colors and coming together in harmony and voicing their political opinions out on the streets of Cairo. I don't know how they survive. Everybody's evacuated the city. Businesses are closed. Transportation is almost non-existent. It's just a bunch of mobs really running around that city. I don't know what the hell's going on, but whatever. I'm Vince of the Bay. This is your Thursday night live edition of Disorderly Conduct. If you want to join me, the number is 347-826-7667. And I'm going to bring back my friend Ken Moore, VMAC, and the One Angry Jew.
I am so pissed off at dumb fuck Americans. Who is this guy? Dumbfounded America.
Oh, he does a comedy show. He was checking me out earlier today. I did my little afternoon thing, and he was like, "What's this show about?" And I was like, "Dude, it's not this. That show is about nothing." But this show is also pretty much about nothing. But, you know, we try to have fun here. We have regular guests, callers, such as One Angry Jew here tonight, as well as VMAC, Ken Moore. There's a lot of regulars that call in. I don't know. The best way I can describe it is this is a caller-based show. We try to have fun. I labeled it as comedy because I try to do a lot of satire here and, you know, just have a good time. So I might not always succeed. In fact, I believe it or not, I don't succeed sometimes. But, you know, hopefully more times than not, you'll at least get a laugh or two out of each program. And if not, you know, you don't have to come back. That's fine. But Dumbfounded America, I'm glad you're joining me here tonight. And if you'd like to call in and promote your show or tell us a little bit more about yourself, again, the lines are open. I welcome any and all to call in. If there's something on your mind, we can talk about Egypt. I've been talking a lot about Egypt lately, and so I'm kind of over that. A little more interesting.
You're kind of over Egypt?
Yeah, I'm a little more interested in what sort of, like, it sounds to me, Jew, that you're a foodie, perhaps. Am I right?
A foodie? Well, I'm a fat fuck, so I might as well be.
Well, you're a connoisseur of food, are you not?
I am a connoisseur of food, yes.
He eats Chinese food because it's cheap.
Do you watch the Food Network at all?
I do.
I like the guy
that goes around with that to the diners.
What about bizarre food? Do you like that?
Well, I lived in Thailand. I saw plenty of that.
Well, Andrew Zimmer's on right now on the Travel Channel. He's in Beijing, China.
Are you thinking of Jew, are you thinking of that guy
something Andy Bourdain or whatever the fuck his name is.
Guy Fieri, Diners and Drive-Ins. Dives.
Right. And the guy who was kicked off the airplane.
Anthony Bourdain or whatever his name is. That dude.
He's awesome.
I want his stuff. He's got the coolest gig. Like, if he ever gives up that show, I want to audition for it because that looks like it. That looks like the ideal. I mean, what more do you want? You travel around the world and just eat really good food in weird places.
Eat good
places.
Food, smoke cigarettes, and drink beer. That's what he does.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Debbie Daly.
See, I would replace it. Though. If I hosted it, I'd replace the cigarettes with weed.
Well, he did a show where he did that.
Yeah, well, it would be every show with me.
Anthony Bourdain, No Reservations, on the Travel Channel.
Yeah, that guy's great. I love that show. I don't watch a lot of TV, but if I could I should TiVo or DVR that. I don't even think about what. It took me like a year to figure out how to DVR Red Eye, so I got to think of other shows to DVR now too. That I think that should be one of them. That's a good one.
All right, I have only one suggestion to you.
What's
tortilla
that?
Tortilla soup. Tortilla soup. The entire movie.
Oh, are you talking soup. About? You talking about the book Tortilla Soup?
No, I'm talking about the movie Tortilla Soup.
I like tortilla soup. It's pretty good.
Well, you liked the movie. It had food galore in there. Lots of colors. Chopping blocks, yum yum.
Have you ever seen Big Night?
Big Night or Big Knife?
Big Night, like Night on Earth. Big Night.
No, I have not.
Oh my God, dude, you'd love it, Jew. I swear to God, you'd love that movie.
Look it up right now.
It's Stanley Tucci and the dude that plays who's the guy Monk? The guy that plays Monk. They play they play two Italian brothers who open a restaurant.
Monk
Italian is not
dude.
Jewish.
I think he's confused. Jewish. I think you're confusing the name of the rose.
No, the guy that plays Monk is Lebanese.
Oh, I hear you.
Tony Shalhoub.
Allow me to read. Despite its superb cuisine, an Italian restaurant run by immigrant brothers Primo, Tony Shalhoub, and Secondo, Stanley Tucci, is on the verge of bankruptcy. But the siblings risk everything to save their bistro when they get the chance to cook up a feast for band leader Louis Primo. Oh, I like it already. Jazz and food. This is good. This delectable allegory boasts a perfect ensemble cast. Ian Holm, Minnie Driver. What do you think about Minnie Driver? Would you fuck her?
Absolutely, yes.
Now, Isabella Rossellini, I would. The younger Isabella Rossellini, but she's kind of aging, kind of like
that. Yeah,
Minnie Driver, ain't that the nanny?
That movie was like 15 years ago, and she was a MILF in that. She played a MILF in that movie, so that just tells you where she's at.
Isabella Rossellini.
Yeah.
Is she like a Raquel Welch?
Classic film, though. No. If you like movies, if you like good food, and you just like good, comedic drama, it's awesome. It's great. And you know what makes a really silent, quiet little supporting cameo appearance is Mark Anthony, the singer that's married to J-Lo.
Oh,
He plays the bus boy.
Now, here's an interesting oldie but a goodie. The Moderns. Remember The Moderns?
No, not ringing a bell.
Yeah, that was one of the few things I bought. Anyway, Tortilla Soup got more stars than Big Night, but Tortilla Soup was fantastic.
Hey,
shove it up your ass before I use your damn yarmulke as a coffee filter?
That
all right, you piece of garbage?
Shit. That bastard piece of shit still doesn't even know where caper comes from. Don't anybody
Can
tell
I recommend
him it comes
Clerks
off of Bush.
Clerks 2 to you?
To me?
Yeah.
Any food in there?
Clerks 2's running a restaurant. Clerks takes place at a convenience store, so yeah, there's food.
All right. Convenience stores scare me, but we'll see.
I'm sure Vince had seen them, and he'd probably give them two thumbs up. Clerks and Clerks 2.
I saw Clerks. I love Clerks. I didn't see Clerks 2, and I...
Oh,
I don't know,
they
had, really, I kind of lost... I lost.
They had a donkey chasing, show scene.
After chasing Amy, I was...
Oh, I saw
I lost track of that, dude.
The donkey show. Come on.
And then you got Mallrats.
Yeah, Mallrats is kind of a disappointment.
Yeah.
I like Clerks. I love Clerks. I saw Clerks in the theater when it came out. It was a little, you know, no-budget indie film. Very inspiring. I thought it was great. Definitely, like, one of the things that helped inspire me and make me want to go to film school. That and pretty much all of Jim Jarmusch's films were, like, some of the things that helped inspire me to get into filmmaking and stuff.
And here you are on BTR.
Yeah, yeah.
Listening to Debbie Daly tell everybody how much talent she has.
Oh, by the way,
what the hell?
I think we are on the network. I think we should take a second here for our station affiliates to identify themselves. We're going to pause 5 seconds.
We're on the network.
And we're back. It's Vince of the Bay. You're tuned to the Vince of the Bay Network. If you want to join me on the Insider Extreme Cam, it's vinceofthebay.com/cam. And if you sign up for Insider Extreme, you know how to do that. It's at vinceofthebay.com. Sign up for Insider Extreme, and you can check out the cam. I've got just my underwear on right now. Tomorrow night, I will not be wearing underwear. Tomorrow night is Free Ball Friday. That's right, Free Ball Friday tomorrow night. I'm Vince of the Bay. I'm going to take a little rickety break right here, but I'll be right back taking your calls, 347-826-7667. I'll be right back.
Anyway, we've got Vince calling up. Vince, is this you?
Yeah, it's me.
What's up?
Hey, man. I was just listening to, well, first of all, I agree. Ben Roethlisberger is obviously not a racist. He plays with black players, although some of them, like Hines Ward, are kind of light-skinned. But anyway, Chuck Schumer, I heard that clip you said, and I can't believe he really thought that. I mean, I don't know in what context he was talking in there. I mean, don't get me wrong. I lived in New York. I have the same opinion of it as you do, although I had fun when I lived in New York. But overall, I moved out for a lot of the reasons that you...
Did you happen to go to a Michael Alec party while you're out there?
I have no idea who that is.
Well, look him up. It'll probably suit you just well. Michael Alec. Alec. A-L-I-G. Michael Alec. That's right up your alley, Vince. You'll love him.
All right. I guess I'll have to Google that later. But yeah.
Hold on, Vince. Macaulay Culkin played him in a movie, so you'll love him, okay?
Okay. How'd you know I like Home Alone?
Now, well, I can tell in your voice. Go ahead.
Oh, right on. So I hate to defend Chuck Schumer because I think he's a cock-sucking leech on our country here, but, I'm sure he must have, like, got all confused and mixed up in the heat of a discussion. It must have just misspoke. And you just caught the one clip where he made the ridiculous statement that the House and the Senate are two separate branches of government. I got to give this guy the benefit of the doubt. I mean, he's in the fucking Senate. I mean, you'd think he would know what he's talking about. But
Vince,
anyway,
he was on CNN.
That was interesting. I'm curious to see the whole to know where the whole clip is at, and would see what the entire context was of that.
Hold on, Vince. Hold on. I know you're a liberal. You know you're trying to speak up for Chuck, kick the American people in the balls, Schumer. But, you know, inevitably, this guy is a scumbag. And you know it, I know it, and anybody with any kind of, you know, sense knows it, too. The only people that don't know it are those assholes in New York who keep electing him and that asshole Anthony Weiner and all these other stupid liberal scumbags that are doing nothing but high-taxating the goddamn American people and throwing legislation to overregulate business. All right, this idiot knows, he knew exactly what he was talking about. He was on CNN talking about raising the debt ceiling. All right, that's what he was talking about, raising the debt ceiling. Listen, it's in plain context, Vince. I know you're trying to make him, you know, excuses. It's in plain context, you stupid, fruity, San Francisco-loving bastard.
So I would urge my Republican colleagues, no matter how strongly they feel, you know, we have three branches of government. We have a House, we have a Senate, we have a President, and all three of us are going to have to come together.
I mean, how plain can you get, Vince, you stupid San Francisco 1978 Abercrombie Fitch-loving piece of nipple-clamp-loving, butt-plug-up-the-ass-looking, hot-dog-licking-your-ass-having, dog-humping, squirrel-fisting bastard?
I'm a troll and a liar.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Oh.
Hey, look at that. I got Patriot Greg in my chat now. What up, Patriot Greg? Glad to have you here, buddy. Good times as always. Taking your calls, 347-826-7667. I'm Vince of the Bay. I'm back here with One Angry Jew, VMAC, and Ken Moore.
Hey, Vince, I got a question.
Yeah.
The last I knew, you were fisting raccoons, so did you switch to squirrels now?
Oh, my God. Is somebody in the chat room right now?
No, I mean, Ghost called you a squirrel fister, so I was wondering if you knew something.
Oh, right. Oh, that couldn't have been from somebody in the chat room because it didn't include the word faggot in it, so my bad. Oh, my God. You want to talk about faggots. Have you guys seen the promo for this Chris Matthews slob affair with Bill Clinton called President of the World?
Oh, my God. I can imagine. No, I don't. Hey,
I got to get the promo for you. I got to get the promo. It is disgusting. I couldn't believe it. It's just like he broke up with Barack and he's getting back together with Bill Clinton.
That sounds just totally exciting.
President of the World. A documentary on President Clinton called President of the World. Come on, people.
But then again, Bacon Paradise is coming on here at 2 Eastern on the Travel Network. They'll be touring the country for the best places to eat dishes served with bacon. It's rated G. I know how much you like bacon.
Me? I can take it or leave it.
I know the Jew loves it. Except for I think he hung up, didn't he?
I think he must be on another show. Is Benjamin's on right now? Maybe he's on Benjamin's show. Are you on Benjamin's show right now, Jew? God damn you. Oh, Calogenesis is here. That tips me off right there. The Jew is missing, and Calogenesis isn't here. Welcome, Calogenesis. You're always welcome here, but I just think it's weird. Isn't Benjamin doing a show right now?
It's probably over with because it started at like 12:30 Eastern.
Oh, man.
And, and him being Jewish, I'm sure he didn't get off his wallet either.
Right. You know, I heard Calogenesis the other night have Snake on a show. Was that last night?
Oh, I bet you that was entertaining.
Snake was drunk as a skunk, man. He was in rare form, dude. Just came in swinging, calling Calogenesis a racist. And, you know, meanwhile, using it as an excuse to get in some racial jabs of his own. Just so blatant, though. It's just like, come on, dude. Like, get a clue, Snake. And, of course, just like that Randy Schlumblstein sexer.
That person we're not going to talk about.
Yeah, whatever. you know, just the same word over and over. That's all they can do is call you a faggot. That's it.
Give me the Calogenesis. Give him to me now. Bring him.
Well, hey, Calogenesis, the Jew wants a showdown.
Bring him to me.
Oh my God! Yeah. Sounds like Benjamin is on the Vince and the Bay show, and he wants to expose Calogenesis' leftist propaganda.
Oh, please! First of all,
and his
first show,
slave plantation
mentality. The first show I ever listened to.
It's Solidus in there somewhere.
Was Calogenesis. That's the first show I ever heard, if you can imagine, on BTR. I was shocked.
That's funny, because that's the first show I ever heard you on. I wonder if that was the show.
It probably was because I wasted no time.
I heard you on there, and then I think I trolled over to Debbie Daly's show, and you followed me over there, and then you know history was born.
No, the Jew wants to eat you alive, Talon. No, I don't believe I wasted any time. I think I came at him on that first show. And he was a coward. He was a coward behind the mute.
Why don't you shove it up your ass before I use your damn yarmulke as a coffee filter? All right, you piece of garbage?
Bring him to me.
They're all idiots.
He'll call in. I've always gotten along with him.
No, he won't.
Oh, sure he will. Why not? We do still have, I remind you, though, don't forget we still have the mild-mannered Negro on. Hey, mild-mannered Negro, you've been kind of quiet. What's up with you, dude? He's quiet. VMAC, you there? VMAC, are you there? Unmute yourself, VMAC. Oh, man, VMAC sounds like he's got a fucked-up connection. Oh, well, I'm Vince in the Bay. I'm here with Ken Moore, One Angry Jew, and VMAC, who was sort of here. If you want to join me, the number is 347-826-7667. Calogenesis, I think you should call in. You know what, Calogenesis? I want to do at some point this month, I'd like to do it sooner rather than later, like a special Sunday edition of my show dedicated exclusively to Black History Month. And I would love to have a nice panel of black personalities, if you will, to come on and help celebrate with me and school me on the ins and outs of the Black History Month and maybe give me some background as to why, first of all, it's in February, which, I mean, it's the shortest month of the year. You guys realize that when you selected your month, you do realize you picked the shortest month of the year, right? Okay. Anywho, I'm Vince in the Bay, and I'm going to take a quick little break here. I think Calogenesis is here with us. I'm going to bring him on, and he's going to go mano a mano with the Jew in just a second. Stick around, kids. It's going to be fun. Call the neighbors, put your shoes and socks on. Pour a cup of coffee. This is going to be good. All right? What do you think, Ghost? This is going to be pretty cool, don't you think?
Man, you stupid San Francisco 1978 Abercrombie Fitch loving piece of nipple clamp loving butt plug up the ass looking hot dog licking your ass having dog humping squirrel fisting bastard.
Oh, my God. Before home.
alley, rising, surprising, advising, realizing she's sizing me up. Her bikini small, heels tall. She said she liked the ocean. She showed me the beach, gave me a peach, and pulled out the suntan lotion. Now, I was fast, but this girl was faster. She was looking for a real good time. I said, close your eyes, I got a surprise, and I ran away with a bottle of wine.
Not gay. Is that Vince from the Bay? And so now your Vince is not gay because everybody thinks that because you're from the Bay you're gay?
Man.
I don't know. What's that about, Vince?
Oh man. I hope. Well, yeah. I don't know. I was gonna say, well, it's a shame if he's not happy. So I assume that.
No, I'm pretty sure he's talking about the other gay.
Man, that's sad, man. It don't even matter, man. It
well,
really
he's just
don't.
Saying that he's not. I don't think, you
it
know.
Really don't, player. If they was tripping off you being from the Bay, making speculation, you know what I'm saying?
But I'm sure it probably matters to him if he's not gay and he's trying to get the ladies and people be thinking he's gay. That's not good.
Right.
But if, you know, if you're gay, be gay. But you're not gay.
Yeah,
and that's why you're saying you're not gay. So, yeah you don't want to be thought of as gay if you're not gay because that kind of messes up your game a little bit.
Yeah.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
All right, Vince of the Bay back here with you. Taking your calls, once again, the number 347-826-7667. It's your Thursday night live edition of Disorderly Conduct. And that's right, we're launching into hour number two here. And I wish I had a belt ding, but let's get ready to rumble. And welcome my good friend and comrade from Virginia Beach, Virginia, Cala Genesis. What's going on, Cala? Thanks for joining
us. What's going on, Vince? What's going on? Welcome. Thanks for taking my call. I just came by to see what's happening. And like I said, I want to make a point of visiting other people's shows. I don't do that very often. And so I don't make a point of visiting other people's shows and, let my voice be heard a little bit. And so I wanted to talk about our good old friend Snake, which I call for, who I call Forrest Gump. What he does is this, he pretends to be stupid. He calls my show, and then one thing, if you're a black person in America, there's no possible way that you could be black and be sane and not have some sort of opinion about race and everything. I don't know what it's like to be white, so I can't speak for as far as white people are concerned. But I know if any black person tells you that sometimes they don't have a chip on their shoulder or sometimes they're not angry, upset, or, they're lying to you. They're lying to you or they're insane. So therefore, it's not the same thing as I want to press somebody, or I'm trying to deny somebody, I'm trying to hurt anybody. I say that many times on my show. I'm not a racist. I do not believe in racism. I don't believe in racial separatism. I believe in separate development. I believe African-American culture, African-American value system. I believe all those things will hold us together. If we had all those things intact, we would not have crime. We would not have unemployment. We would not have a broken family, all those things. And so, therefore, that's what I'm talking about. And when people come up and say, well, you are a racist, they don't understand the context of what I'm talking about. Or there's some people do that, but they don't want to hear anything I want to talk about. All they know is, they hear a guy like, they see a guy like Shaq or Kobe, and that's their idea of a black man, somebody that's smiling and dunking an Oreo cookie and slamming a basketball running down the field, you know, and he always has a good thing to say, or basically he could go along to get along. I'm not like that. And so when a lot of white people hear me talk, they don't know how to basically handle that. They don't understand. And then when I tell them, I'm not one of these Louis Farrakhan angry, hate and blame. No. But I do think I represent the majority of the black middle class in this country who are basically on the fence right now as far as, like, our relationship with white America and white people. And we just got our eyes open. That's all. You know? Hello, am I there?
Yeah, you're there. I wasn't, dude. I always forget to unmute myself. But no, I hear you, dude. I never thought you were a racist. I think when I first heard you, maybe I got that impression. But after I listened to you for a while, and realized you're a reasonable guy. I mean, you know, you're entitled to your opinion. You have a very strong. You're a very opinionated person. And regardless of what your opinion, regardless of what your opinion is, I can respect the fact that you're opinionated. And I think, you know, it'd be great if more people were opinionated or tried to form some opinions on stuff and really think critically about the shit that's going on around them and the shit that's right in front of their face that they take for granted every day and what's really behind it and how it really got there. And you know, and that's why I like listening to your show. You give me a fresh, different perspective.
Everyone else is 90% of the people in America are sheep. You know, they walk around like sheep. You know,
oh, absolutely.
Like, hey, you know, and they easily led around easily with their wool. I'm always the type. You know, I couldn't sit through a magician show. You know, I couldn't sit through a magic act because I'm the guy, type of guy who'll sit there like, boo, get up together, say it. I can see it's all phony. I'm the guy in the background when I'm a natural cynic. You know, I'm the type of guy that when there's when someone's pulling off a magic trick, I'm in the background throwing tomatoes and saying, get off the thing, and I'm going back there and I'm ripping up the thing saying, see, I told you this was fake. That's the type of guy I am.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you want to break down the fourth wall and expose the show for what it is.
Yeah.
I'm right there with you, dude. I get it. I totally get it. And I get your perspective. You're a black nationalist. You believe in having a solidarity, more than a movement. You want an actual nation for that black Americans can call their sovereign. I get it.
I totally get it.
Just like the Jews want, the Zionists want their own shit.
You're right.
It doesn't mean. And it doesn't mean you hate white people. I get it. I totally get it.
Right.
You know who doesn't get it, though, is, unfortunately, our good friend Benjamin Solomon just does not get it.
Right, he's a hypocrite.
You know,
he's a hypocrite.
It's okay for him to have his Zionist nation of Israel, but it's not okay for you to say, hey, me and my people, yeah, maybe we're not a religion, but we're a common people. You know, instead of religion, it's our ancestry, it's our race, you know. And hey, if you guys can have your own nation based on your religion, why can't we have our own nation based on our color?
Right, 100% right, 100%
why
right.
Not?
And that is
why
my
not?
Message.
And you know, I say why not also, but honestly, I personally have a problem with non secular nations to begin with, and I kind of have a problem with secular nations too, but. But whatever, it is what it is. And speaking of secularity, we got to bring on the Jew because I know his fucking there's steam coming out of his ears right now, and he wants to get in something. So, Jew, what to do? What are your feelings? What do you got for Kala right now? Jew, this is your opportunity. Are you there? Am I here? Does everybody? Hello?
I can hear you.
Jew? All right, fuck it. Jew, you're unmuted. If you want to come back, it's all good. VMAC,
yeah.
You're here. Kenmore, you're here. If you guys have anything for Kala,
hey.
Just holler.
Hey, Kala.
Hey, how's it going? How's it going?
Not bad. I got a serious question, and I'm not, you know, the city I live in, we've had incidents during, well, I live in Indianapolis. I'm sure you've heard of a summer celebration.
I don't know much about Indianapolis, but I do know that from what I hear, the long history of Indiana is not anything to brag about and nothing to behold as far as black people are concerned. In other words, basically, black people aren't doing too well out there. So I can only imagine what you're talking about.
Well, Indianapolis has Indiana Black Expo hosted event called Summer Celebration.
Yeah, I heard of Black Expo, yes.
And this past summer, there was a 13-year-old.
I heard about that.
Open fire.
There was a shootout. Yeah. Open fire at the expo. Yeah, I heard about that.
What is causing that problem? And I'm
if you listen to me, my show long enough, you understand. I start out with several different things when I started the Kala Nation like 15 years ago. And I said, when I got on the blogosphere, and I said, I want to, you know, I want to reach the people, is I want to talk about, unlike what the Nation of Islam and all these other people do, when they start talking about white people and blaming white people for all the cause of all our problems. I mean, there are white people in a white American side issue. I said the first thing we have in black America is the problem of sacred cows. That means beliefs and ideas that you hold on to your own detriment, things we don't let go. One of the things we won't let go as black people is we don't know how to tell other black people when you're wrong. You know, we don't know how to tell black people. We don't know. We in black America, deep down inside, and I get creamed for saying this, you know, we basically, because of our situation here in America, which we feel that was unjustified for slavery and everything, we feel anything that we can do to survive is okay, if it means selling drugs. And not that I say all of us, but I'm saying is this. There's too many people who think that crime is an option, and it's not. In other words, what I'm saying is I don't care what slavery and all that stuff did, it still gives no one any excuse to live a life of crime and a life of things and do things to your own detriment. But in our culture, and black people in our culture, we're basically, no one's ever confronted that. The preachers do, the Nation of Islam do, but no one really listens because it's all about, well, you know, I'm sure the white people got what they got because of ill-gotten means. And so it's hard for people to come to anybody and say, look, we know the white man probably got what he got from stealing and killing and everything, but that doesn't justify us doing the same thing. And it's hard in black America to make that case because we don't really control the mechanisms of reward and punishment in black America. That's why we can't, that's why what I say, when I look around black America, we have basically lost control of our community. There's almost no one that can basically speak to the people and be the moral authority anymore. No one.
Well, my question, I here we have the Baptist Ministers Alliance. We have concerned clergy, and Al Sharpton has set up an office.
Guess who the people listen to? They listen to Jay-Z, they listen to 50 Cent, they listen to Lil Wayne, they listen to Waka Flocka Waka. These guys are flashing cash, and they listen to their records carefully. They're telling them, whatever you got to do to make your money, however you got to do it, the rappers are telling the girls, it's okay to get on a swinging pole, use men for money and everything. They say it very explicitly in their lyrics. We have a community that's out of control. And it's black America is a canary in a coal mine.
But why does...
The immorality you see in black America is reflected in the larger white community, too. So it's basically, there's no more right and wrong in America. In black America, because we don't have we're more vulnerable, we're sliding off the cliff faster than white America has. Yeah, white America does still have right-wing conservatives and all this fundamentalist stuff going around, and they have an influence. We don't have that in Black America because those people don't have any power to offer anybody anything.
But you have, I mean, I'm Cherokee. You know, my heritage has been through hell.
You're a white guy.
I
know a lot of white guys. Oh, I'm Cherokee. All right, we're all been there.
No,
you're
I am Cherokee.
You got that white skin.
My,
well, I think I talked to you before. I talked to you before, didn't I?
My father is a. My grandfather
used
to be chief
before.
Of the Cherokee Nation. So,
we had this conversation before. You know, we had this conversation. I remember you now. You called my show. We had this conversation before.
No, I've never been to your show, actually.
Yes, you did. You
did say it's a bread. We call it that time. They made them bread.
But anyway.
I swear to God, I love that. I live with a ghost the other day.
Patriot Greg.
Exactly. There's a guy that called it. Called him to Joe's show. They tried to name exactly what I can't. I can't name, but the name was Bread.
Yeah.
Patriot Greg. But why is it? Yes. Hello?
Yeah, I know. I don't know.
Yeah.
Somebody's in the background.
V-Mac, what's up, dude?
What's up, man? Hey, I want to say something, though, man, about, you know what I'm saying? I know that's way, way random from an earlier conversation, but you know what, though, what dude was talking about? He said everybody going to the doctor saying my back. You know what, man? But a lot of people, I know they had a lot of specials on it, but, man, those pain pills, that's the new crack. It's
totally, man. Couldn't agree anymore with you, VMAC. I'm going to bring on, oh, shit, folks. You know what?
Your Patriot Greg.
God damn it. Fuck you.
Is that a promise?
Patriot Greg.
Hey, Jew, I didn't get my food stamps today. Can I borrow $10?
All right, okay. I just wanted to alert you guys. We got about 45 minutes left in the show. The only reason why I know that is because the fucking janitor's here now. And as always, if I don't put this guy on the radio, he'll like fucking knife me and fucking in the parking lot. So I got to put him on. Everybody, ladies and gentlemen, welcome the Mexican to the conversation. What's up?
Hey, Vincent Bay, what's up, people? I just got done doing a show right now. I'm so fucked up right now. Shout out to everybody else out there, man. I just called in, Vincey. What's up?
Not so much, dude. We're good to hear. Good to hear your voice, bro. Did you kill it on stage or what?
Fuck yeah, I did, man. I'm fucked up right now.
How many crack whores did you fuck in the bathroom?
Oh, man, two?
All right.
Wow.
What's up with you, Goofy, man?
Oh, man, what's up, V-Mac? What you doing, homeboy?
Oh, man, I ain't a maintainer.
That's what's up. This is the Bay, what's up? We're 10 more of the races.
He's here. We got a full deck here, bro. We got Ken Moore, we got the One Angry Jew, we got VMAC, we got Khaled Genesis, and you, and one lurker who I want to say is probably, let's just say another network tuning in, simulcasting,
hey,
perhaps.
Hey, Jew, how did it feel to get punked by the ghost?
So
we're on
you
the network.
You have a multicultural panel tonight. You got every culture covered, basically.
Hey, shout out to my homeboy Andy from Unlimited up in the house.
Yeah, Andy, what's up, bro? Put Andy on real quick.
Hey, Jew, Vince got gumbo tonight, huh?
These people are idiots. Shut up, Ghost. These are my people. These are my people, Ghost. I don't give a fuck, you racist fucking piece of shit.
Before I blow a goddamn head gasket,
Yeah, whatever, dude. Whatever. I don't give a fuck, you piece of shit ghost.
Vince,
you stupid San Francisco 1978 Amber Crombie Fitch loving piece of nipple clamp loving butt plug up the ass looking hot dog licking your ass having dog humping squirrel fisting bastard. The Calogenesis, you hear that? That's what I have to put up with when I call into Ghost's show. He thinks I'm gay because I say I'm from the Bay.
You need to tune into that, Callie.
Yeah, what would I get out of that guy's show, you know? You know what I'm saying? What would I get out of the show? I'm only against people that's opposed to my beliefs. If you're opposed to my beliefs, then I'm against you. But if
you can learn laughter.
I'm sure Cal is. The guy's been around forever, dude, and Cal has been around for a long time, too, so I'm sure he's heard it before, and he's just, like, over it. I think it's hilarious. I can't get enough of Ghost. I don't care what he says about me. I fucking love him.
Barrel Roll.
And what's the name of the show?
Anyway.
It's called the True Conservative. You just go to blogtalkradio.com/ghost. He's on during, for you, he's probably, for me, he's on at, like, 3.
So
for you, he's on at like 6.
I saw True Conservative before. I listened to the show like
no,
once.
He's on at 2.
Oh, he's on at 2. All right. He's on at 2 Pacific, so that means he's on
5
Eastern.
He's coached.
Yeah.
I mean, it didn't work. So.
He's on for 3 hours, dude. 3 hours. Like, you could, like, all day long, I check in with him and just see where he's at, and I call in. I called in, like, twice today. It's fucking hilarious, dude. It's so much fun. I wish the Jew would come back on. What the fuck, Jew? Can somebody wake up the Jew?
He's watching that movie that I told him about.
Hey, tell that Jewish bastard muzzle toe. He'll wake up.
The Jew is jacking off.
Anybody listen to my show last night, I made a point to black conservative. I told him, I said, look, you know, because he's going around on his show. You know how he bashes black people? He's a black man who bashes other black people on the show. And so when I had him on, he was dumb enough to call my show last night. He was looking for punishment. And I asked
the
him.
The hell is that shit? Is that the Jew?
That's the whole music for the Jew I was trying to.
Yeah, that fucking dickhead.
Wake up, Jew Burns.
Sorry, go ahead, Callis.
Wake up, Jew.
No, what I was saying was, before Jew interrupted me, what I was saying was, that Black Conservative now has a PayPal button on his thing where you could, if you love the Black Conservative show, you could send him money. Some people sent me money already. I mean, how pathetic is that? In other words, he'll sit there and bash other black people so you could send him nickels and dimes. What a friggin' joke. And so,
Let me jump in here. Billy Wags, 817, is on the air, Vince. 817, right. Billy.
All right. Hey, everybody settled down. Simmer down now. All right, we got a fucking loaded-ass panel here. We're going to bring on somebody else. You know him, you love him. I'm kind of curious to where he's been. I haven't seen him. He hasn't done a show in like a week. But here he is, Billy Wags. What's up, dude?
What is happening, everyone?
Dude, a whole lot of shit's going on. A big shitstorm erupted on Calogenesis' program last night. He got stung by drunk-ass snake, and he's just on here with us relaying that experience to us.
Snake Bliskin's still around? That guy's still calling in and harassing, huh?
He doesn't call my show unless he's drunk enough. Yeah,
he's a punk.
Beer ball.
Well, wait till my
he
show comes back on here. I'm going to be nailing
he
it.
He was lit.
I'm going to nail those guys. You know, I've been taking a little break. Yeah, I have. After that incident, and taking a little chill and getting things back
Bill.
In order. And yes.
Hey, Bill, man. Hey, what's up? It's Goofy Bone, man. I miss you, brother.
What's up, Goofy? How you doing? Yeah. So, you know, but a lot of haters out there. I've been getting calls all week, even though I've not been on the air. A lot of haters calling. Vince and Ken, lots of haters. Interesting. Miss Dee Dee has been on the attack, is what I've been hearing, against me, even though I haven't done a show in a week, for crying out loud, you wacky wench. Yeah, so everything's good. Getting ready to rock and roll, buddy. You know, your show, man. You know, I, you know, Vince, you know, you are a talented guy. I don't know who does your in-betweens and your little things you put together on your sound clips. They're just really cool, brother. You got some talent.
Yeah, I just have I have a couple of interns here that I basically, you know, they get college credit for it, and they get to see me with my pants down from time to time. So it works out for everybody.
Nice.
It's a win-win.
That's Ramon and Terrence, ain't it?
Yeah, Ramon, the exchange student from Paraguay. And then I forgot the other guy's name. He's new. What was his name, Ken?
Terrence.
Yeah, Terrence from Toledo. He's a sharp guy. He well endowed. Let's just leave it there. Good to have you here, Bill. I'm glad you're alive, dude. I was a little bit worried. I after a couple of days, I was kind of anticipating seeing your show pop up somewhere sometime, and I was a little concerned, but I'm glad you're here and that we'll hear from you again soon.
Well, you know, I'm glad you guys were concerned, and, you know, I tell you, Ken, it's good to hear your voice, brother. You're just a good guy, and Goofy, hey, you're just a goofy, wild man. Sorry to hear about this Skype asshole problem still occurring. I'm sure we'll hear all about that when we come back on the air. But what the hell do those guys have to do? I mean, come on. When is enough is going to be enough of those pieces of dirt?
I find them entertaining, Bill.
How are you, Will? I mean, you? You find them entertaining, really? I mean,
what's wrong with being friends with a Skype asshole, you stupid son of a bitch? Shut up!
Exactly.
Hey,
I'm with Debbie on that one.
Hey, here's what's wrong with being friends with a Skype assholes. Here's what's exactly wrong with being friends with a Skype assholes. Is that, number one, you are a goddamn fucking... You're a stupid terrorist son of a bitch. Don't give a shit about this country.
Don't forget, Bill, that Debbie was a made woman in Skype assholes...
Yeah, she was a made
arena.
Woman, that's right. She was made, by the
diaper-wearing
freaking guy.
Exactly right.
91-year-old freaking wannabe.
She made
in
her diaper
guys.
Like the rest of them. Is Callahan still on?
Yeah,
I don't know what her issue is. She needs to freaking get a life. Debbie, you need to get a life. You need to get a life, girl. That's all you do is live on this place, and you get jealous of guys like Vince. You get jealous of guys like One Angry Jew, Ken. Just because
I heard her feelings one night. I called her the fat chick, and she would let it go.
We're on the network.
And what network, honey? Come on.
And she's still
American Badass, here with you on Block Talk Radio and on the Debbie Daly Badass Network.
That's see?
Yeah.
She's a made woman.
She's made. Made in the shade, let me tell you. Yeah. Yeah, real class act there. Yeah, real class act there, sweetheart. Yeah.
What time in your show, Khaled, did the Skype assholes make their appearance?
Why don't you shove it up your ass before I use your damn yarmulke as a coffee filter?
Oh, yeah.
All right, you piece of garbage.
Let's try that one more time.
It's about 40 minutes into the show.
All right, thank you.
I just make calls in drunk.
All right, thank you very much. I didn't have to listen to any of the other stuff on there. Hey, listen.
what's wrong with my show now?
First of all,
and where's Corey? You guys heard about Corey? Has he been around, or what's the story with Corey?
Well, I know he's still alive.
Barrel roll.
God, I wish I could meet that guy in person. I swear to God, I wish I could meet that guy in person.
These people are idiots.
What would you do, Bill, if you met him and found out that he was some midget?
I would spank him on the ass like a little bitch. Give him a little spanking, smack him in the head a couple times, get him to kind of, you know, get him to get some, you know, kind of aggressive moves towards me so I could put him in a rear naked choke and make him cry like a little girl that he is.
That's all right. At least I know it's 40 minutes into Cal's show. Now, what were you saying, Cal, about the black conservative? I, too, fam.
Actually, Jew, it's actually about 30 minutes in. I can play a little bit for you in a sec if you really...
All right, thank you. All right, give me a couple. Hey, Cal, what's the deal with the black conservative? I was surprised.
My point with him is he's going around now, and I guess he got a lot of you white people fooled. And he's going.
He doesn't have his rights.
He's going around trying to grub money off.
All right,
now,
dear.
And,
hold on a minute. Now hold on a second.
Hey, Callan.
Callan, I said early on. In fact, you remember I said it on your show about 3 months ago that I thought that the Black Conservative Show was nothing more than a honeypot to attract people like Corey and some of the other idiots that go around and beat their chest and tell everybody that they're great conservatives and kill all liberals.
And I'm on record with the same statement as an agreement with him.
Callan, you've made a grave error tonight, my friend. You have come to a show with smart white people. Now what?
No, I'm just saying, I'm coming with anything new. I'm just saying if it passed over your head, have you forgotten about it? I'm just trying to tell you that the man is out here trying to cake off of some people's ignorance. And I'm saying the joke
will be on that
person.
That's what he does every night.
Oh, yeah, I know. But the joke will be on that person if, now that is confirmed. Because he said it's the first time he said it. When you said it before, it was just speculation. Now he basically slipped up and said, yes, you can. I have my PayPal button. You can send money to the Black Conservative Show, and we appreciate it.
Shut that
he
PayPal.
Actually came out and said it. He actually said that on his show. I mean, if you're dumb enough to say it on your show, then it removes all that. It says this whole expression. It says,
What does that prove?
If keep quiet, what does that people prove? Don't know how smart you are. You open your mouth, it removes all doubt. When Black Conservative talks, it removes all doubt because people realize how stupid he is.
Carol,
and that he basically gave himself away.
That doesn't prove that he's a honeypot. All that proves is that he's a cheap bastard.
Well, no, but I'm saying, but why would you basically even put it like you were looking for? No, the way he was asking for it, if you listen to the show, he was acting like he really wanted money. You know, and that
only burst through anybody's bubble, but you're not going to collect any money off BTR. I'm sorry. It's not going to happen.
He has a PayPal account. He says you can go and put money into the PayPal.
He's not going to make that.
I don't believe that PayPal button has ever worked. Because
He says it worked. I have a PayPal, but I don't have a link to anything where anybody can
use
it.
Debbie doesn't need money from anybody.
I have yet to see that PayPal button work.
I hear she's
well,
paying
he said
that
somebody put a few dollars in it. He said, so I guess he's excited that it worked. He said, well, send more money and we can keep the file. So right away in that, he starts saying, I don't want no blackies calling the show tonight. This is off limits to blacks. So I'm saying to myself, okay, now he's going to throw blackies
under the bus.
That guy
said no blackies.
I don't want no blackies on my show. And this is a so-called black man. You know, so basically he got the gullible, and I was sitting there watching the chat room, and he got all these gullible white people in there, no offense to anybody on this panel, but he got all these gullible white people in there, black people are stupid, and then they started talking about me, I'm a professional man and everything, I never took a dime from anybody in my life, but suddenly all black men are sitting back collecting a welfare check,
Calla.
All sitting back there, and Calla. He's confirming everything stupid stuff they believe.
Stop for a second. I'm on his page. I just clicked the link. All it does is take you to his profile page.
Oh, he says he has a PayPal button on there.
It says PayPal. Let me tell you about how websites work. They can take you anywhere you want. Doesn't take you to PayPal. Takes you to his profile. Did you hear what I said?
Yeah.
I have yet to see that PayPal button work. I would like to see the PayPal button work. I'll tell you why. One.
Oh, it makes you money. Yeah.
Well, then.
That's one.
I want to see the PayPal button work because if I go into my PayPal, as if I'm going to go send him money, it's going to tell me who he is. So he's not going to do
that.
He's not going to do that. See, the button doesn't take
him.
You want to
know his name? You want to know his name? His name is Kenny Bolton from Germantown, Tennessee. Kenneth Bolton.
I know his name. I want to know his business name.
So Corey was dumb enough to say it on the show one night. He does gutters. Bolton's Gutters and Gutter Cleaning. Bolton Gutters Cleaning. His last name, Gutters.
It's in the Bay. Telling it all. Letting it all loose.
Bolton.
No, like I said, Corey was dumb enough to say this all on the show one night when it was live, when it was on the air. I guess he forgot he was still on the air. He starts said, yeah, and I called his number, and I got his voicemail to his business. It said such, 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 and I wrote it down, and that was, what a bunch of idiots, I swear. It's funny.
Yeah, well, Corey's not playing with a full deck.
Reminds me of Clayton Bigsby is who Black Conservative reminds me of.
Clayton
Bigsby? Yeah, yeah, exactly. No, Uncle Ruckus. Uncle Ruckus.
So what's the what do you guys think, guys? I need you and Ken and Vince. What do you guys think of this Egypt situation? Do you guys?
I
want to
send
this government
to Egypt immediately.
It's a big power grab. It's a big power grab. It means nothing. It's all theater.
I believe most conservatives in America are being hypocritical. How we talk about, oh, we got to make the world safe for democracy. Bill O'Reilly, we send people around the world. We got to free people. Now these people clearly, despite what everybody would think, really are tired of Mubarak. They're tired of all the lies. And it gets to the point where people are tired of an overclass.
Yeah,
it's going to happen anywhere. You know, people are tired of people lying.
The issue with that, though, brother, is that look at Barack Obama is not sending troops or any help over to Egypt, bro. And we're definitely not going to go to war in Algeria. We're not going to go to war to any of these other countries.
Of course not. No.
Even though I would, if it was up to me and I was president, I'd send troops all throughout the Middle East and wipe the whole goddamn freaking lot of them all out. But that's me. But Barack Obama would never do that.
And no, neither would George.
Screw the Middle East. Hey, I think
president.
Take all the damn oil. I want 75-cent gas prices, 75 cents a gallon. I'm at 25 cents. Let's take all their damn oil. Okay, we built their freaking oil mines anyway. For Christ's sake, I say we take it back. Screw them. What if they contribute to this?
I agree. Yeah, totally, man. We've put way too much money and resources into that region, way more than I think it's been worth. I think we've paid too heavy a price for it in the cost that it has been to the taxpayer and the cost it has been in lives to young men and women, both in uniform and not, who are out there. And, hey, you know, Cala, I'm watching this Glenn Beck character right now, and I notice every time he does his little studio thing, he does it like he's sweeping studio cam shots with his audience and everything. He always makes sure that he gets that one black camera guy into the shot.
Of course, it's always the black.
Either he's got like an entire crew of black cameramen, which I wouldn't doubt, or he's got the one guy that's always in the shot every time. I mean, what's up
with
that?
The bottom line is that's not done by any accident. Let me give you an example. Let's say you're walking down, something happens in New York City, right?
Yeah.
Racially diverse city. But some parts of New York City, Upper East Side, you know, mostly white, in Madison Avenue, mostly white. Okay, when something happened, they said, oh, we're going to ask New Yorkers what's going on, right? I can almost calculate to an accuracy by the third person is going to be a black man, you know? Then they're going to have an Asian, and then they're going to have a Hispanic. And then one guy's going to be a businessman, a white businessman, middle age. You know, that's exactly, it's called, how do you do it, demographics. And so the bottom line, that makes the viewers seem, oh, look, we're all in this together. We're a racially diverse society. You know, blacks, whites, Hispanics, we're all concerned about this particular issue. And the same thing like when you, the conservatives do. They'll have one black person come out there, And they'll make sure the camera gets on that black person and take the picture and say, look, see, we have black people in there. And they'll have the black person. They'll make sure you see his T-shirt that says, yes, yes, GOP all the way, you know, down with whatever their cause is, and up with this. You know, they'll make sure they have a black face there, of course.
Pips up, hose down.
Pips up, hose down.
That's what I'm talking about, Cala. Hey, this is great. We're having a lively discussion here. If you want to join us, the number is 347-826-7667. Vince in the Bay, we're going to take a quick break here and hear a message from Funkadelic right here on Disorderly Conduct. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
to disorderly conduct, give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Hey, everybody. It's Vince in the Bay. In the Bay. Back with here with you. It's your Thursday night live edition of Disorderly Conduct. If you want to join me once again, that number, 347-826-7667. I've been hanging out with Khaled Genesis here. He's also got a program on here on Blog Talk Radio. That program was infiltrated by the infamous Skype assholes last night, and Drunk Snake called in about 30 minutes into the show, and this is what it sounded like.
Hey, my white trash. Hey, white trash. I'm only racist to white trash. I hate white trash.
All I can say is, what a rant tonight. You got to be proud of yourself tonight. You really came through clean. Nobody now was unclear of what you really are. And what you really are is a racist. But other than that,
I don't know how anybody, any person, you'll never say. Have you been drinking tonight? Are you drunk?
Here's where I am. I'm in Alabama now, all right, with the brothers.
Oh, Lord, man.
But I'm down in Alabama. What do you think, man? You're up there in Baltimore. What do you think, man? I'm down here where it's a little bit warmer than you are. How about that? You ever been to Alabama? Have you?
No, and I don't plan on it.
Why don't you come down to Alabama, man? Check it out.
Because I don't want to be in Alabama. What's the point of me going to Alabama?
It's like Baltimore got Negroes where you're at.
You can have them. They have manners down there.
You know what manners are? Well, manners are when, well, you see somebody, you meet them, say, yes, sir, no, sir. And that's both ways. You treat people with respect. You're not a racist.
Oh, the way you don't see me respect, right?
You. You're overtly racist. Did you know that? Overtly racist.
I don't know how you get that. Well, explain to me how I'm a racist.
You're against race relations. And you are. You're overtly racist.
No, I'm not. See, you want a relationship your way.
Yeah. It's a racist, man. We know all about your type.
No. I don't think so. You've never met a black man like me. That's what it is. You've never met a black man.
I'm all about your type out there in the real world, man. You're an overtly racist black man. You're disgruntled. You have a chip on your shoulder. And you blame everything on the white man for all your shortcomings through all your goddamn history.
So fucking
all the way
sloppy.
Back to the Pharaoh.
Well, do you listen to my show, actually? No, see, you know you made a mistake, Snake.
You blame all your shortcomings on the white man. That's it.
No, I don't. If you listen to my show, I'm just the opposite.
Man, you're a racist.
No. I gotta mute you for a second because I'm gonna give you a little history lesson, Snake. You know, first of all, that is a lie. If anybody listens to my show, I'm just the opposite. Everything I say is we take responsibility for our reaction. I do not blame the white. He wants you to believe that I'm some person sitting up here and talking about the white man. No, I'm not. That's what he wants to believe. You know, he wants to believe that I'm this thing. He wants to put this out there, this idea. But he doesn't understand that that I'm the type of black person in America that America does not acknowledge.
And there it is. That was last night at Kala Genesis' program. Kala, your thoughts and feelings.
Yeah, like I said, I told him last night, you know, and it's cleverly how the right wing and the far right wing in this country does that. Let me give you an example. There was a black woman and her husband from Chicago a couple of years ago. I don't know if anybody remembers this.
I remember. I remember it quite well.
There was the buy black situation. And they said, look, black businesses need to employ black. That's what it is, you know. For the most part, let's be honest, you know. White people, on the whole, do everything they can to get away from black people, you know. So if they got to move to some place where there's very few blacks open a business, that's called heaven, you know.
I can't even believe you're on the radio show.
You know, look, Willinger Jew, you know, the bottom line is that's the truth.
You know, I mean, I pretend that VMAC is a white guy just so I can get along.
Yeah, Well, this is how it is. This is how it is. You know, the South is a little different. You know,
tell me how it is.
No. Okay, look, white people used to employ
black
people.
I want you to tell me how it is.
Okay, well, let me talk.
Go ahead, do it.
All right. Now, for the most part, if more and more black people were
I'm smiling.
Were able
it could be
to,
gas, but I don't know.
Let me finish.
All right. Go ahead.
Let me finish.
All right, go ahead.
If more and more black people were able to employ black youth and black people, we would not have we would take away 20% of the employment problems, and that would get rid of 20% of some of the sociological problems in black America. Now, this couple were doing was, they said for one whole year, they started a whole campaign, we're going to buy black, you know. Just simple as that. We're going to go
and take
our money.
How much are they selling blacks for these days?
What? No, I said we're going to buy black. We're going to buy black from black-owned stores.
I'm sorry.
You know, we're going to buy from African-American-owned institutional stores, you know. So we're going to buy black. Buy black, let me educate you, means buy from black businesses. Black businesses, wholesalers, retailers, buy from black wholesalers. Black customers, buy from black retailers.
Probably a good idea.
For one whole year. Put your money into black-owned banks. You know, that's buy black, you know. And then what was happening was it was successful. A lot of black businesses were thriving, were starting to thrive. And her and her husband went to, and they're very educated, MBA, both MBAs educated, and their kids are, you know, both make six figures. And so basically they were doing this by black, and it was taking, she was showing her going to a grocery store, driving 4 miles to go to a grocery store to go shopping and to buy from a black grocery store in Chicago. But guess what? Guess who gets a hold of it? You know, Neil Cavuto on Fox News. Right. Suddenly, instead of what was normal when a minority group, Jews or anything, buy and trade within each other, the Asians do the same thing. Chinatown, everything, it's no crime. But soon as black people, because black people are America's biggest cash cow, we may earn $1 trillion that goes right back into the economy and it doesn't get recircled back into the black America. You know, suddenly it was a big crime. Suddenly black people talking about buying
all
the black
whose
people
fault
being
is
racist.
That? Let's get whose fault is that?
Well, because white America's pretending like they're stupid. They're pretending like, you know,
no, you
the,
didn't
if
answer
black
my
people
question.
Want to do the black
you
black
just
thing.
Said, now hold on, I'm going to prove to you that I can pay attention, Cal, because I can. I hear everything, and I hear things that you don't say. What I heard you say was that black America doesn't pay the money and doesn't buy things from black America, right? And when I asked you whose fault that was, you came out
no,
and you said white America.
You know why it's not a fault? Because we've been brainwashed into just being Americans.
So you,
you know,
mean
we're
to
the
me,
only
are you
people
telling
that
me,
fall for that nonsense.
Are you telling me that this Jew, this fat bastard Jew sitting behind a microphone, has got some kind of strings on black people?
I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that.
What
I'm
are you saying?
What I am saying is, is that in our zeal to be so-called colorblind and American, and just everybody, we're all one people. Other groups of people come over here. The Mexicans are consolidating their dollars and sending it back to Mexico. The Jews pull their money together. They're not stupid. black people basically the only group of people that basically who buy into the whole, oh, we're all America and all this kind of nonsense. And white people basically don't think like that. Most white people buy from other white people. You know, black people are the only group of people that basically spend their money outside their community. You know, and we're trying to tell black America, no, we got to do things different. That's the whole point of an African-American nationalist movement, you know, to basically on a macro and a micro level to build black America back up again. We're the only ones that can do this. You know?
Anyway. Yeah, whatever, Ghost. Sorry, Khaled. Didn't mean to cut you off there, or Ghost didn't mean to. Nothing personal, but I got callers here. Hang on. I got 10 minutes left, and I want to get people on. I got a lot of people suddenly on the board with their hands up, so let's bring on some new people here, some fresh blood, if you will. I think this is Nature Boy. Nature Boy, what's going on, dude?
What's going on tonight? This is the new Nature Boy, by the way, and I just want to say, race aside, all I hear about on the other man's side is a bunch of whining. I mean, white people in America love black people. We're not racist anymore. I mean, come
They're
on. If you're not with the program, I mean, if you're
these
not with
people
the program
are
these
people are idiots.
Then you need to find a new thing to argue about.
Well, no, that's his thing. He likes to argue about that. Listen,
I'm not sure I like this voice.
You black people are ruining our country. That's right. You black people with your hip-hop and your slinging and your bangling and your hustling and your bustling, you are ruining our damn country. Go back to where you came from and leave our white women alone.
Oh, my God.
Wow. That was something. What'd you think of that, Callan?
You know, like I said, you know, it ain't too far off. Like I said on my Sunday night show, the internet is truly the writing on the wall. See, the
all right, listen, I have to tell you
the,
something that I told you. Hold on,
everything is the writing on the wall.
Calm down now.
All right.
Calm down now. I got to tell you something. I want you to aspire to be like me. No, I don't want you to be Jewish.
No, I don't think so.
No. Hold on. Let me finish now.
I
don't want you to be Jewish. What I want you to do
is... I don't want to be fat or I don't want to be Jewish.
Well, all right. You know, but you, listen, I ate a lot of good food from black restaurants to get this way. So I want you to start speaking properly. I want you to stop saying you know and I mean.
Well, I do got you know something? I work on that. I'm working on that, you know, like I said, you know, and you know what I said and what you would call it. I got
you're on the radio.
Sentiment.
You're on the radio.
I'm working
How
on
many
it.
Times?
Hey, I'm working on Hey, look, I'm working on it. I listen to my shows and it sounds horrible.
I'm going to tell you how to do it. Go and find yourself a Toastmasters group. Or start one with the help of Toastmasters International and start publicly speaking, and you will get rid of it all.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, that's my next thing. It's publicly speaking. That's my next thing.
Wait, would you say Toastmasters?
Toastmasters. Well, the Jew is a high-ranking member of Toastmasters.
I want to get into Toastmasters. Repeat that for people who are part retarded like me who weren't paying attention.
All right. I don't want you to get...
I'm a troll and a liar.
I don't want you to get freaked out by the last word, masters, at the end of it.
Yeah.
It's Toastmasters, mastering the art of public speaking.
Yeah.
I don't know. Have you ever noticed, Calla, that I never say or ah? Or,
oh, you're good.
That
yeah,
is a great... That is a handy skill to acquire.
And I'm helping
I'm trying to figure it out. But you know what, dude? Since I've been doing blah BTR again, I've been listening to talk radio, and I noticed even the bigwigs saying and ah a lot, you know? So,
well, why is that a good thing? I listen to O'Reilly all the time, and I hear him do it. It disgusts me. However,
I don't listen to him. But I noticed that even people I like and respect and regard and listen
I've
to regularly.
I've not heard Glenn Beck do it.
Well, again, like I said, people I regard, respect, admire, people like Phil Hendry. You hear Phil Hendry say all the time. He actually uses it to his advantage. It's part of his shtick, actually.
Well, right. It is
which I use
Obama says it sometimes. Obama says it sometimes. He does it, sometimes.
Oh, come on. They can't even find his birth certificate. The man probably didn't
speak. Okay, but the thing is, the one-eyed
fucking Jew is a one-eyed fucking Jew.
Hey, Exactly. That's what I always said. I am a self-hating Jew, according to Beanie Mean. And by the way, you got to start lay off Beanie Mean. He's not quite right in the head.
Oh, I don't. What do you mean lay off Beanie Mean? Who attacks who? He attacks me all the time. That kid sees me in his nightmares.
That kid attacks me day in and day out.
He won't leave me alone.
He's a 19-year-old.
Day in and day out.
Shh, shh, now. He's a 19-year-old, and he's not quite right in the head. You know that, right?
Oh, I know that. That's why I said leave me alone, and he won't stop.
So. Well, no, he can't stop. And his role model, the black conservative, he thinks walks on water, like Jesus.
Yeah. Now he calls Perry Steele anti-Semite because Perry Steele disagreed with him.
Well, first of all, I'm going to have to smack him around because I like Perry Steele.
Well, he calls Perry Steele an anti-Semite now. You know, Perry
I don't even think Perry Steele is a liberal.
Yeah, so like I said, Benjamin, it's all according to him. It's his way or no way.
Kicked in the head. He's 19 years old. He's not quite right.
Yeah, he's just a kid. He's just a kid. That's why I don't take him seriously. You know,
okay,
so.
But don't torture him. Don't do.
Oh, listen to my show last night. He came on the show last night, and I treated him very, very cordially. He was on my show last night, and I let him speak and everything. And we disagreed, but he had a good conversation. You understand?
Have you ever heard me? Have you ever heard me take him off his game doing my Indian imitation?
Oh yeah, he falls for it.
I'm his best friend. Do you know why he falls for it? He's not stupid. He's easily distractible, but he's not stupid. He falls for it because I called him up as one angry Jew. And then I called him on another phone line as his Indian friend, and I argued with myself. He will swear to you up and down that one angry Jew is not the Indian guy. Because he heard them have a conversation.
Hey, dude, you never know. Benjamin might actually listen to this show, Jew, so don't fucking give it away, all right? Hey, I want to take a moment to say thank you to everybody listening live in the chat room. It's been fantastic having this turnout here. It's amazing the turnout of guest listeners I get here. It really is unreal. But on top of that, I'd like to thank Blue Goose, In Disguise, Caligenesis, Ken Moore, One Angrier Jew, Pegasus 031475, SheK, Slim Jim, Tracy Gamora, and the American Dad. Also, I want to thank especially those who made it onto the air with me tonight. I had a nice round of panelists here tonight. Wow, we had Ken, VMAC, One Angry Jew, Caligenesis, Goofy Bone, and Bill Wagoner, and also even Nature Boy, or the guy that's pretending to be Nature Boy now. I don't know what that's all about. But once again, thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Hey, Cala, really quick, you want to tell the listeners when and where they can check out your show?
Yeah, tomorrow night at midnight Eastern Time, I have a Collin Nation Freaky Friday show where we basically talk about off-the-wall stuff. Tomorrow night, I'll be talking about Halle Berry and how she basically abandoned a black man, and now she comes to find out that the man she had a baby with is a racist, called her the N-word and stuff like that. We're going to talk more about Chile and all the... We're going to talk about interracial relationships as far as black females going out there and everything. So we'll have some fun tomorrow night. Freaky Fridays, tomorrow at 12 midnight Eastern Time, the Collin Nation show, Be There or Be Nowhere.
Nice. Thanks, Kala. Once again, I'm Vincent the Bay. This is Disorderly Conduct, the Thursday Night Live edition. Thank you again, everybody, for tuning in. I do this every night, 10 p.m. Pacific, 1 a.m. Eastern, right here on Blog Talk Radio. We'll do it again tomorrow. In the meantime, touch yourself and think about me and only me. Until tomorrow night, I'm Vince in the Bay. In the Bay.
it's time to work. Everybody throw your lighters up. Tell me y'all finna fight or what? Everybody get your shit started. This is y'all motherfucking party. Everybody throw your lighters up. Tell me y'all finna fight or what? Everybody get your shit started. This is y'all motherfucking party. Every death is an abrupt one. Every cop is a corrupt one. If you ain't got no cash up in the trust fund. Every cat with a gap on a bus one. Every guest want a plus one. Every tenement's a penitent. So every tribe, man, is innocent. Time served should be the sitting spin. Everybody wanna hit a lick. Every one of y'all is getting pimped. Every time I spin, I'm finna rip. Every cancer's a homicide. Every boss better run and hide. Every human is some kind of black. Every visa got a pin to crack. Every verse is from the cardiac. Every search is involuntary. Every inmate won't commissary. Every bank note is promissory. Every broke motherfucker finna form a gang. And when we come, we taking everything. Everything.
Thank you.
Vincent the Gay or what?
Talking about One Angry Jew, Ken Moore, and some lurker on the 111. 111, do you want to identify yourself? Okay. All right. Well, we're in OT here, boys. Any closing thoughts? Jesus Christ, is that Roger Ebert? Who the fuck is that?
That sounds like Cowpo.
They're all idiots. It's not Cowpo, dude.
It sounds like
President,
Cowpo.
You mean? No, I love Cowpo, but that's not him.
Isn't it?
No, not him.
I don't know, it sounded like him.
It might, you know what I think it is?
Tell me.
I think it might be a plant.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it might be a plant.
We'll open up his line. Let's talk to him.
We're on the network.
Hello?
Vic, would you get the network started?
Oh, I can't stand that.
The fuck is that? Come on, spit it out. Come on, you can do it. Spit it out.
Who do we have left?
What?
Who's still on?
Well, we got Ken Moore, me, you, 111.
What happened to Kala?
Kala's gone, dude. The show's over. We're just hanging out now.
Wow. Why don't you hang him out here?
What? I'm sorry? What did I do? I didn't
know
he left, dude.
Why didn't you hang him out here? I was having fun with him.
Oh, this show is over.
Mm.
It ran its course. It is what it is, dude. It doesn't have to. After a while, it starts turning into Skype assholes, and I don't like that. That's what this overtime is. Fine, we can bullshit here a little bit in the overtime, but even then, I want to keep it kind of like short and succinct, just because, you know, people download these podcasts and stuff, and this is how I get in trouble, is when I do the overtimes, and
yeah.
that's why people start talking shit and, you know, get loosey-goosey with their language and talking about people's personal lives, and then that's when people get hurt. I would say 9 times out of 10, when people's feelings get hurt on BTR, it's because of something somebody said in the overtime archive recording.
All right. Will you get upset if Ken Bolton has his feelings hurt?
Who?
Ken Bolton, the black conservative. He likes to get sued. Yeah, he likes to get sued. I'm reading through his court records.
Oh. Wow, man. You are doxing away right on the air, aren't you?
Well, kudos to Ken Moore. Ken Moore found the... We sort of went at it at the same time.
Ladies and gentlemen, yes, we are revolutionizing internet radio. We are doxing people on air live right
Ken
here
is,
on Blog Talk
married
Radio.
To Pamela Bolton. I haven't figured out how many children he's got, how many little nappy-headed children he's got, you know, as he likes to say. But we do have his address, and he lives in a very nice house. We're just not sure what he does.
Why don't you shove it up your ass before I use your damn yarmulke as a coffee filter, all right, you piece of garbage?
I got to tell you, I like that guy. I really do.
These people are idiots.
I really
yeah,
do.
Yeah, he's fucking
it,
awesome.
Yes.
Isn't he the best? He's so fucking awesome, dude. He's the best thing on BTR. I don't care. If I didn't have a show on BTR, I probably wouldn't be listening to BTR, but I would come back just to listen to that guy, just knowing that that guy's out there. Like, if I ever, like if I was ever, you know, because it happened to me before. I got burnt out on BTR and left it for a year. But I would, knowing Ghost is out there, like, and following him on Twitter, I would certainly still go out of my way to listen to that guy. He's fucking hilarious. He's a pro. If anybody, you know, if people on here like to talk about, oh, well, this is going to be my launching pad to get on Sirius satellite or whatever. If anybody deserves to get a fucking show off of BTR onto Sirius, it's that dude, man. He's on the money. If he had like a real,
what's
production
the show about?
If he got a real production crew around him to help him research and shit, and he'd be great. I mean, he's already great. He's already obviously does enough research on his own, and he's put in the time. He's done it for 5 years straight on
But
BTR.
He repeats himself. He's been doing the same shtick every day.
Yeah, he does. You're right. But he's trying to update it. I mean, give him credit. He's trying to update it for the new climate with the economy and everything. He's trying to be all, I mean, whatever, dude. I mean, you could say that about anybody. It's the same shtick. I mean, Howard Stern, Don Imus, who's this dude? Rush Limbaugh, any of these guys. It's the same thing over and over. It's like, come on. You know, as much as I can't stand Glenn Beck, I give him props for trying to do his own thing. You know, like, he's not just behind the desk. Like, you watch Sean Hannity, and his show is just so cookie cutter, you know? It's just all behind the desk.
I don't like Sean Hannity.
You know, I can't stand Sean Hannity. I hate him.
I don't like Sean Hannity. I don't particularly like, what's his name? Bill O'Reilly.
Yeah, and you know what, they're kind of old and stale, and at least Glenn Beck, as stupid as that chalkboard nonsense is, but at least he's like up and walking around, and I don't think half of his shit is scripted. I think he does. I'm guessing that most of that shit is just off the top of his head. Maybe he does a dry run right before they go an hour before they go on. And they for blocking for the camera.
I think his radio show is the dry run.
Yeah, exactly. But whatever, you know, but at least he's doing something. You kind of get the feeling that he's not just reading a prompter. It's more spontaneous. It's more off the cuff, you know. And as I don't know, snarky and deviant as I think he is. He does have a certain charm to him. He does have like this car salesman, you know, just salesman sort of persona to him. I'm not surprised he's a Mormon. I mean, aren't those the Latter-day Saints people that like knock on your door and stuff and ride around in suits with backpacks on bicycles and shit? Aren't those the guys? Right? Am I wrong?
You've had a lot of coffee tonight, haven't you?
No. No, I've been smoking some fucking dank-ass sativa, bro. The stuff is called Cerebus Haze. And also mixing in a little bit of Mr. Frosty. And what else do we got here?
What is Mr. Frosty?
I've been drinking Dutch Dragon as well. I'm also mixing it up with some fresh coffee.
Is that not fresh anymore. Is that pipe tobacco?
It's the wacky tobacco
there. You want angry
Jew. I used to like.
I love it when Ghost. I love it when Ghost does like the characters, like the Jewish woman that he went into with you, sort of for a little while. I'm the one angry Jew. I don't wait at home.
It's not a woman. He's doing Saul from the Jerky Boys.
Oh, really? That's what Ken Moore keeps saying. Ken keeps saying that, dude, this guy is straight up from the Jerky Boys. He might, who knows? He might be a leftover remnant of the Jerky Boys, and this is what he's doing. He's trying to, like, kickstart his career with some internet radio show, for all we know. Because he definitely sounds like he's got some comedic chops, no doubt about it. What's this Pinko the Bear up to? What the fuck is that guy?
Nobody cares.
What the hell is that guy? What the hell is up that guy's fucking vagina?
Nobody
right
cares.
Now?
Both Kevin and I
are
doxing.
Oh, he's going to talk about the Zeitgeist movie. Dude, this is great. He's going to talk about the Zeitgeist movie. We got to call in, dude. This is right up your alley,
all
right, bro.
Call him.
You like all that shit. You love that shit, dude.
To the point.
Let me mute myself here.
Wow, he muted himself. Well, Pinko the Bear is the same kind of music. It's cool.
We talk about a lot on the Pinko the Bear show. We talk about all of this stuff a lot, right? But we do it kind of on a news, you know, level. A little piece here, a little piece
there.
That's not Pinko. And what I like about this movie is the kind of broad overview of it. That's what I want to talk about that for a little bit. Let's talk about the economic catastrophe that we have built into the the current trajectory, right?
Yeah.
We have, for example, that the fake monetary system, right, and the spiraling debt, unsustainable. They're creating money out of nothing, you know, and then charging interest to create the money out of nothing.
Right.
Yeah, I'm
for it requires more money to be created to cover the interest.
Right. And I think most of your listeners are familiar with this, and it's something very common on the right, but it's also true.
Oh, right, guys, dude. Oh, that's what
right. The critique that Ron
Paul
makes, right? Said, right? And
yes.
Giant scam. That's right.
All right, hang up.
It will eventually explode all over us, a giant shitstorm of a financial crisis, to make this last one look pretty damn small.
Good.
All right, so much for that. What else is on? Nothing, is there? Nothing.
I don't know.
Over, it's done. Jerry Williams, Fertile Spirit. The fuck is that? Fertile's Just Nikki. Oh, wait a second. What do we have here?
What? Where did this music come from?
What music?
That background music that's playing right now.
Oh, this is from this is a music I actually had a hand in producing. A lot of the background music I play is from a couple of sessions that for a soundtrack to a movie that never got released that I worked on, and I was one of the sound guys on. We produced this music with this band, this really tight band. These guys are like, you know, active working musicians, like session players that have played with bands like Keisha Cole, Lauryn Hill, Mary J. Blige, The Coup, like all kinds of crazy R&B and soul and gospel and hip-hop acts. And so they did the soundtrack, a bunch of instrumentals for the soundtrack for this movie. And we just went into the studio and just said shit like, okay, we need a scene with like lounge music. So they gave us that track right there that you just heard. Then we said, all right, we need like, we want like a spaghetti western mixed with funk music. So we said, do I have that on here? Let me see.
Now, were you making fun of me when I was talking about Toastmasters?
No, I want to be a Toastmasters.
You do? All right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, so here's another track that I don't know if I played this on my show. But, well, before I get to that one, here's another one. Oh, yeah, so what's this one? Oh, we said, yeah, we wanted just like a funky track, like sort of like Prince meets Stevie Wonder sort of thing. And they did this one. The idea.
So, I think I've heard that.
These are just like this is just background music for scenes of a movie, and so we said, all right, there's a scene where we want like porn music, and they're like, okay, porn music, fine. Here they go. Right, so you get an idea with the idea where that's going. I wasn't so much porn as more as love scene.
I was like a love scene.
Yeah.
I had half my clothes off and you turned it off.
Yeah, I know. Sorry to give you blue balls there, dude. All right,
dang
so,
it, I've been talking to myself all this time, thinking you guys were ignoring me, and I muted myself.
No, I was wondering about you.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with.
Muted myself and.
Yeah, good job.
Yeah.
So then we said, all right, we want a song that's like spaghetti western music meets like funk, and this is the track that they did, and I'm gonna sign off now. Thank you guys for tuning in. Check me out once again tomorrow night.
He blows his load on a song and then he's gone.
I'm sorry, what?
He blows his load all over all of us and over a song, and then he leaves.
What are you talking about, dude? What's your problem, dude?
Why does he want to leave?
Because I'm tired and I'm fucking.
Where's he going?
Sick of this show. I'm sick of you guys, dude.
Where's he going? I haven't been around for a while.
He's freaking out, man.
Where's he going?
I don't know. He's probably gonna go listen to
I'm
show
a troll for a
while.
I think he was going to run
out of here. The one-eyed fucking Jew is a one-eyed fucking Jew.
How could you tell he was drunk?
He's not even a Jew, man.
How could you tell he was drunk?
Oh, because he sounded even more slobbery than normal. Listen to him, dude. Here, you want to hear it again?
Well, I'm just going to go listen to it myself, but, you know.
Oh, here.
You're going to go run to Pinko, you know. It's not my problem.
Oh, fuck Pinko, dude. I'm not going over to that show. I'm going to go get a fucking go on a taco run and then go to bed. All right, here's Calla.
You need to listen
to Calla.
Show 147.
What? Oh, yeah.
Show
147.
It's got great sound clips in it.
I know, I'm going to smoke some dubage and then listen to that. And I fall asleep and have fucking illicit dreams. What's
well,
that?
He
Here
don't spark up. He don't spark up until the second hour.
Yeah, you know, I started listening and I was like, hey, he doesn't even sound high. He sounds like in a more amped up version of what he is now. He actually sounds now compared to those old shows. He sounds actually kind of more sedated now and just like I don't know. He just seems more. I mean, he still has his mad outbursts, but he's not so.
You don't get the
desperation. His delivery is like slower, you know.
Who are you talking about?
Better.
Ghost.
Patriot Greg.
No, we're talking about Ghost, not Patriot Greg.
Show number 147, Jew. Okay.
Why don't you shove it up your ass before I use your damn yarmulke as a coffee filter? All right, you piece of garbage?
All right, thanks, Ghost. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Thanks for tuning in live and via the podcast. Check me out on Twitter. VinceInTheBay.com is where you, slash cam is where you can get the Insider Extreme cam. See me naked before, after, and during the show. Also, Vince'sVault.com. If you like a lot of the music that I play here, I have a lot of live videos and recordings, audio recordings over there. Once again, check me out on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. That's twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. And that's it. I'll be back here tomorrow night, 1 a.m. Eastern, 10 p.m. Pacific, right here on Blog Talk Radio. It'll be Free Ball Friday right here on Blog Talk Radio. That's it. Peace. Howdy.
So before I blow a goddamn head gasket, and before I start throwing this damn desk chair outside my office window here to start causing a ruckus, I'm going to get the hell off of here.
Thank God, Ghost, you fucking piece of shit. All right?
Vince, you stupid San Francisco 1978 Amber Crombie Fitch loving piece of nipple clamp loving butt plug up the ass looking hot dog licking your ass having dog humping squirrel fisting bastard.
Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. I ask you, Father, to bless each and every one who are listening to this show live, and also those who will be listening in the archive. I thank you for Blog Talk Radio, and for this channel that you have given us to fellowship with our brothers and sisters from all over the country and the world.
Hello. not a whole lot going on.
We're on the network.
We're on the network.
Penis.
Wow, that was intense, dude.
Wow. That was major.
Fucking intense.
Ignore Ken Moore.
He should have been more specific.
Hatred, Greg.
My heart is not intuitive. All right.
I know.
Oh, my God.
It's really not. It's okay. It's my flaw.
Hatred, Greg.
Hey, Vince, there's a change in the Troll Wars. Goofy's going to be upset.
Am I live?
You're on the air.
What's up, Ghost?
How's it going?
Just wanted to invite you to the Troll Wars on Monday if you wanted to come on to the show.
Jesus Christ. Damn off! These people are idiots.
Hello. My name's Larry O'Connor.
This is William Jefferson Clinton.
I'm a troll and a liar.
Fits the bay. He is not gay.
Stupid son of a bitch. Shut up.
Is that Vincent the gay or what?
Vince the bay.
The gay bay.
Vince is not gay.
Cactus, 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 cactus.
That's right.
Some fruity ass little fruit bowl named Vincent the bay.
Yeah, right, me.
Vince is a slump troll.
Yahoo.
Cactus.
What about Vince in the bay?
Vince in the bay.
Vince in the bay.
Vince in the bay.
Represent in the bay.
We're on the network.
Oh, my God.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Gay.
Vince in the Bay.
We have a network.
We're on the network.
Yay!
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Gay.
Vince in the Bay.
These people are idiots.
And now, a word from our sponsor.
Kraft Homestyle Macaroni and Cheese. Cheesy noodles topped with golden brown breadcrumbs. You know you love it.
Thank you, very nice.
Everything is different on the phone.
Put that coffee down.